Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Wow.
Get her done Tuesday. What's going on?
So loud.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was rocking out. And then you came on. I'm like, whoa.
Sorry.
Anyway, hi.
Sorry about it.
Good morning.
Hello.
How was your day?
Fine.
I saw posts of the Johnny Pot. Like, boy, you leave here.
Yeah. Go to my other job.
And you have a whole nother thing going on.
Oh, my God. I know.
I don't know how. You're really interested in all that, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know.
Good for you.
It's fun.
All right.
It's, you know, I wish it wasn't on a Monday. But look, you know who's hard to get a hold of and get scheduled? Johnny Mosley. You do it when you can.
All right.
Especially in the busy season's coming up, then.
I saw some of the pictures you had posted, and I was like, oh, my God. I'm sitting here at the ocean going, I'm going to go for a surf. I need to, and I actually pushed myself into the water because I'm really sore from the weekend because I haven't surfed all year.
Oh.
This year has been...
That's so funny. I think of you as a person who surfs all the time.
I know, but back to the end of last winter, that was the stormiest, if you remember that winter, we got so much rain.
Yeah.
It was junky all January, February, March, and then the spring started and it was junky and summer is never really good. So, you know, surfing 2 days in a row and then I got to get in shape.
I mean, I know how to
I know how to actually ride waves, but the stamina to stay out there and paddle around and anyway.
If someone could just drop you in and you ride, there would be no exercise involved.
Right. So anyway, I was sitting at the ocean and I did see some of these posts and I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's a whole party going on at your house.
Oh my God, we're just rocking and rolling.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Tell us everything.
Well, it's not, you know... Johnny comes in, he talks about what he's got on his mind, and we record it. We laugh at all his friend makes adorable comments. John plays songs.
So John writes
songs. I try to keep him on. Not really. He just like, you know, we'll start ripping on something. Yeah, we just, you know, Johnny will say something. He goes, oh, we need a song about that. So John will start playing something, and Johnny makes up a song about it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's fun.
He makes up a song.
Sure, or me and Brandon will jump in and make up a song.
I'm usually background vocals.
Yeah.
You know, Sarah, she can go, and John's actually, no surprise, he's amazing. Can do anything.
But Johnny just likes to sing.
And Johnny just goes
Johnny just,
and he's capable of riffing a song out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like anybody, sometimes you hit and sometimes you don't.
So is it like a blues jam? Like
it's whatever.
No, it's everything.
Yeah, it's everything. Whatever the
like,
theme of the day.
Surf music.
And then he just does something about surfing.
And so did you ask him if he's okay? Is he all right? He's okay.
I didn't specifically say, are you okay? He seemed okay.
Okay, good.
You know, the funny thing about Johnny is I think when he sits down someplace, it's hard for him to just, like, sit still. So when he does sit, he, like, melts into the... At some point, I'm like, you have to sit up and put your face... in like, the mic doesn't reach you. He's like...
He's slouching.
He just gets further and further into the couch. I'm like, God, if we all stop talking, I think he'd just fall asleep.
He's fully horizontal.
Yeah.
Like, he starts like this, and then there's a really deep couch, so he ends up slouching, and then the mic goes way down here, and he's, like, down here just talking the whole time.
Poor guy.
I know.
Tired boy.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I just think that when he sits down for too long, you know, so we have to do stuff to make him... Like, hey, how about that workout? And he's like, then he jumps up and he wants to like do it, and, you know, break something in my house.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah, he seems okay. I mean, I think he's really, this time of year is the start of everything that he works on. All, you know,
well,
he's got the summers off. More
the
or
reason
less,
I was tripping on him the other day is he seemed to be like sad that his association was with skiing, and I'm like,
you
I
know,
don't get you, dude. You're in everyone's mind. you're the one skier we know. Yeah.
We talked a little bit about that, too, about how, you know, I think what it comes down to is he's a guy who was in the Olympics 25 and 21 years ago or, you know, whatever mm-hmm. it is. And he feels like he's boring people with that and bores himself with it, you know, mm-hmm. like.
He bores like being, only himself.
It's right. It's like being Gilligan, though. You know, you're so over being Gilligan, but everyone's like, God, you're Gilligan. And so everywhere
he
goes.
There's only one Gilligan, though. Like Gilligan.
Listen, I totally agree with
get
you.
Get with the program. I think wash he your feels red like, shirt. Put it on. Get
he
your,
feels like he's told every story.
No, I understand that part from that standpoint, but I felt like we were having this conversation. And he's just everybody's skier. He's
right.
Everyone in America, when they think of a skier, they either think of the dude with the mohawk, and I don't know right. if you know who that is.
You know what? He was talking about that. I don't have that guy's name at the top of my head, but he was talking about that guy yesterday during one of the shows.
Or they think of Johnny.
Yeah.
And if you're in the Bay Area, you think of Johnny.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's a hometown. And he'll even be like, oh, God, the hometown hero thing. I'm like, but you are. You need to just embrace it. Like, it's not when you talk. People like to, he says, I feel like I'm bragging when I tell these stories. But like, you're not bragging. People have asked. They've asked. People are interested.
Glenn Plake. Yeah. It's the Johnny Mosley pod. Yeah. They don't tune into it if they don't like Johnny Mosley.
Oh, my God. The funniest thing yesterday, though, Hooman came in for one of the shows. Mm-hmm. And because Johnny does a lot of flight time, and Hooman flies a lot. And they had this whole conversation recently about movies. You know, what movie should you watch when you're on a plane? Like, what's your, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So a woman comes in.
Whatever.
What's your choice? You know, like Johnny says, he'll watch old classics because, you know, you never watch those and you're alone and you're not watching it with anybody. So he's like, I'll watch Casablanca or mm-hmm. I'll watch, you know, he'll go
That's
back
fun.
And just watch old movies that, you know, he's heard of but has never seen. So he said, Hooman, come up with a list of your favorite plane movies. Mm-hmm. So instead, Hooman comes up with his list of favorite planes or something. I'm not
favorite
planes.
Airlines. That...
Yeah, oh. He goes the best airlines to watch movies on. Here they are. My top five are Emirates Air. We're all like, what? The one that goes to Dubai? And then it was Qatar Air. And then it was Turkish Airlines. And we're all like.
You wonder why you
You're
got pulled.
You're on a ski thing. Like, how about someplace where you can go? How about Alaska Airlines or someplace where you can go skiing?
And with that airlines list, he wonders why he got, what did he get? Like, his name tag
right.
for
I
terrorism
know.
Or something?
He's on the terrorist watch list, for God's sake. He had to get his name taken off.
Wonder why that happened to you, dude.
It was hilarious, though.
Did he just misunderstand?
I don't know. It's just Hooman. Yeah. You know, Hooman just has his own agenda.
He wants to do what he wants to
do. I'm plugging airlines, right, hoping to get a ticket discount. I guess.
Can I get an air check?
It was just really funny, though, because we're all looking at each other, and it was just so out of left. You know how Hooman is, though. He's got his own, like, whole thing going on. He just added this whole different dynamic. That was, like, one of the loudest shows. We were all yelling at him, like, what are you doing?
It was funny, though.
It was good. That one airs in a couple weeks.
Oh, boy.
I know. We have to. Listen, I can barely get Johnny to come to my house to record his podcast. Like, when did this become my scheduling nightmare? This is your podcast. So we do.
I think probably somebody could have warned you off that. But
yeah, well, you know, you step into things and the next thing you know, you're in a bear trap and you're chewing your own leg off. I haven't quite gotten through yet. Anyway, it was fun. It always is. We have a good time. You know what the funniest part is? First of all, he's always late. Not that late, but always late. And then when it's time to leave.
What's not that late? Like 15?
Well, he's been really late before. Mm-hmm. But late, you know, now I talk to his wife and I'm like.
Yesterday was about
she's
10,
all,
10 minutes late.
Yeah, about 10 minutes late. We're just sitting there. So we're sitting there. I think one of the posts is we're just sitting there waiting for Johnny. And John's playing guitar and we're singing songs about how Johnny's late. But then once the thing is over, you'd think he'd want to just jet right out of there. And then him and Guitar John just get into this conversation. Like, they talk.
They can't stop.
They can't stop.
Yeah.
I'm like, where is this when the show's on? Mm-hmm. Then I could just sit there. And you guys
Was
could have
about
your little.
The Pats?
It's about everything.
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 Softball, the bar.
Right.
Skiing. How it was.
You didn't turn him back on?
He's not in the room anymore. They stand in the kitchen.
They walk away and they do this.
They walk away and talk for an hour. Meanwhile, Bryn's like cleaning up all the time. I'm like, I want to go do the bills.
I always say, you guys should do a podcast stuff to do. Mm-hmm. About what you're talking about right now because they're very enthusiastic about it.
Maybe you should record them.
I know.
Well, I want to. And so what's funny
just
is
just on your phone.
Yesterday we say to John, Guitar John, and we say, hey, dude, don't you have a question for Johnny? He goes, I can't think of anything right now.
Oh,
he's on the spot. He can't think of anything.
I know. They actually have a really long conversation.
Once the mic turns off, she's like, oh.
I know. So annoying.
That's funny. Well,
oh, my God. Get these people out of my house.
I left the beach.
Stuff to do.
Raced home and immediately, like, showered, threw my kid in the car and went to piano.
Oh.
It was like one of those, like, hairball. Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
She like piano? How's that going?
She loves it. And the piano teacher loves her, and she's like, she's already doing chords. She's got strong fingers.
Nope.
And she's got a great memory.
Great.
And I was like,
I can't wait to go to her first recital. I hope
I'll be in the van. Let me know when she's done.
That's great, Ben.
So
you would love that, too. You're so into music. It would be so great if she becomes a little pianist.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, I've given her the tools.
Is she practicing?
Yeah.
Good. And is your wife practicing, too?
They are both. Playing together,
excellent.
Yes. And I'm staying out of that.
Yeah.
Is Isla teach her?
she learned. No, they're both, you know, you like hanging with your mom. At least she does now. I mean, right. I guess that'll change. But so she's,
they both
like hanging out.
Perfect.
So they hang and they play and that's good. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that they're good together.
And how's that little terror of a baby?
Such a terror, dude. Oh, my God. Right now, we're just trying to keep her alive.
Oh, no. You got yourself a little bit. Did you say a little yawn? Is that what you got?
Mm-hmm. She's just gnarly. She's really...
Danger girl?
She's danger girl. She's aggressive. Mm-hmm. But she's fun, too.
Sure.
I mean, I'm having a great time with her. But, you know, like by the time... I don't know what time it was, but I got up the day before yesterday at 1:40 in the morning. So all through yesterday, by nighttime, I was dizzy with tire.
This is last night?
Last night. I was like laying on this bed. The Return of Skywalker? Rise of Skywalker?
Yeah.
The big commercial. So I show up. Of course, the Pats are killing the Jets because the Jets suck.
Throttled them.
They're the worst team.
7-0, baby.
7-0. With the Jets and the Giants in your division, what else are you going to be?
7-0.
Jesus. Anyway, so the game's unwatchable, but there's this, you know, they're going, oh, coming up, the trailer for the new...
Ooh.
Yeah, it's the Rise of Skywalker.
Okay, so I'm waiting. The missus walks in. She starts asking me some questions. She's like, listen, we're going to shower in the other room. Go to bed now. Get some sleep. Mm-hmm. I got a sleep IQ score, by the way, of 85.
Nice.
Why hasn't it showed up yet?
Day before that was 40, which, you know, there's a big... Anyway, she leaves, and I realize I missed the whole trailer because she was talking to me.
Oh, no. So did you go watch it?
Or could you rewind?
No.
It's out. People are talking about it. There's a whole... I'll tell you in the trash. There's a whole story about, like...
Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it yet.
I watched it this morning.
And?
It looks epic.
Yeah,
it looks so good.
Well, supposedly,
and I'm not even a Star Wars fan.
Yeah,
but every time I see Adam Driver, I still think of him as the goofy dude in Girls.
I know. What's his name? Rilo.
Yeah, I think it's Rilo.
God damn it! Why can't I never think of it?
Oh, you just said
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren.
Rilo. Yeah. Ken.
Right. Ray is the other one.
He was good in that role. That's why you think of
Girls?
Him. Yeah. He was good in that
perfect
role. And he was actually
a
really likable guy, even though there's some weirdness going on. But
I liked the weirdness. Or that one girl who was making her crawl around and do all kinds of
things. Yeah, there's some weirdness there.
Yeah.
Some
really weird.
But the trailer looks really good.
So what I hear is this is the
end. You
know what?
I'll post it up on the Sarah & Vinny page.
That this is the end of the whole Skywalker saga, that now when this D.B. Weiss and...
I don't know what to make of that.
What's the other guy's name? Same name, Benioff.
Oh,
David Benioff.
David Benioff.
Yeah, and D.B. Weiss. They're the Game of Thrones guys. They're going to do some Star Wars stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I guess it's going to be a whole nother time before or after. I don't know. But I guess all these, maybe Rey will go on to be part of it. I really like her, and I like the character.
My own personal opinion on it is they're doing too many too fast, and they're watering down the power of that particular franchise. The power of Star Wars in our culture is ridiculous.
I know.
And if they put out too many, they're just watering it down to the point where it won't have that power.
And there are so many things going on with it now, too. The Disney Plus, the Mandalorians, I think it's called. It's like a whole Star Wars universe thing.
I don't know.
But this is, so they've done them in, so they did the trilogy that started in 76. The, whenever the, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Just a bad swallow. Go on without me.
Put your hands up over your head and cough it out.
Yeah.
And then there was the second trilogy, the one with, you know, the Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader one. That was like early 2000s. And now there's this one. So maybe they take a break in between. I have no idea.
I don't know.
They should.
If they've already hired the two, the dudes who are going to make it, they got it. They're working on it already then.
Sounds like it's on the docket.
You'd be stressing on it from the minute you took that job.
Well, they clearly were because they gave up on Game of Thrones right when they got that thing.
Yeah, they did.
Jerks.
If you gave them truth serum, they'd admit it, I'm sure.
Absolutely. How could they not? That was a, here's everyone who has to die. Here's what has to happen. Let's just check these things off. To losers. God, that was the best show right up until like season 6.5, right when they got the Star Wars thing.
A lot of wasted episodes, but I agree there's some good stuff in there.
Well, at least it seemed like someone cared about the writing. I think it's because George R.R. Martin was involved in the early... Once they got past anything he'd written and they had to write it themselves... Although, listen, I'll do you a favor and not get myself started because you wouldn't believe the roundtables we have at our house about this. We've rewritten the end of that so many times, and it's so much better.
You should do a podcast about it.
Yeah, we should. God. God knows all I want to do is leave here and do more podcasting. So into it.
I swear to you, I was sitting there. The ocean's like, I'm sitting side style in my front seat looking out the over the road onto the ocean. And I'm looking at my Instagram going, oh, man, they throw the phone.
That looks like a lot of work.
You must be psyched.
Yeah. It's fine once we get into it.
Plus, she's home. I mean,
I am home, yeah.
Doing a little bit extra work.
Bryn's bummed out about it because he's got to come up to my house and then drive down to his house. He says he does the Vinny commute on those days.
You don't drop a bag?
Might as well.
I consider it sometimes. I'm like, you know. But then there's the whole baby and Anita thing, and she's like...
It's like, where are you? Yeah, I need help with this baby of yours.
I know. I totally want to go on the podcast with you guys, but
you should. I know you don't want to come.
I don't want to
totally
drive.
Don't blame you. Well, you know what I need
maybe
to do.
Maybe I'll
is...
do it on a day that I take Uber in. Well, Mondays is pretty much your days, huh?
You know, we try not to do it on Mondays. Mm. It just comes down to whenever we can schedule Johnny.
Yeah. Maybe in a few weeks.
I was actually thinking too. Although John won't come in. Oh my God, John is like district court jury duty starting today.
Oh,
yeah, he's got to take the bus into the. To the Civic Center here in
really?
San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks of on-call. He had to call every single day last week, and he finally got a thing today that he's got to go in.
Wow.
So, but anyways, I was thinking we could cut Johnny Mosley pods here, once in a while.
Idea.
And we have done at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
we did. We do one.
Mm-hmm. We did one. You guys were on it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And if we did one here, then you could be on it.
Yeah, that'd be
you know, the easier. Actually, now that I look back at that one, I started asking questions of him, and everyone's like, we already talked about that. And I'm like, no, we didn't. And you're like, no, yesterday we did a podcast, and we just talked about that. And I'm like, okay, well, how are we supposed to know?
Yeah.
We don't know.
We should just roll. Let it roll. It's
that was
true.
The one where Hooman kept getting shot down.
Oh, yeah.
I think he asked the question about Hooman, and Hooman was, well, back when I was 7, when I came
came to America.
No. Oh, here we go. We're starting from your arrival
in
America.
Age 3.
Great.
When you got here, adopted by your American family.
We couldn't speak a word of English. I started watching television. Oh, no, not this story again.
This story's so long. It goes for 38 years. Or 45 years, however old that guy is now.
You guys let him go for like 3 minutes before you're like, all right, dude. Just stop talking.
I think we're all looking at each other in the other room like, do we let this go? Do we just cut this off? Anyway, so here we are, and it's Tuesday, and we're going to get things done, and it's going to be a great day. I'm actually, Yuzi is training Nicole today. Nicole's going to take over for Yuzette for the next couple days because she is going to Hawaii. Oh, it's so exciting.
So
happy birthday.
Exciting.
Happy
you're
going
to drink Mai Tais and eat chocolate macadamia nuts.
And fish. She wants to eat lots of seafood.
Lots of seafood. Yeah.
All right.
Delicious.
Oh, and I'm going to have lunch with a couple listeners.
Oh, yeah? In
there.
Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Fun.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you just happen to know that they're going to be there at the same time as you?
Probably
they,
wrote.
Or they live there.
Emailed me. I guess I had given them Halloween secret show tickets. When they flew here for a Halloween show from Hawaii, and they had contacted me beforehand asking if they could have tickets.
Oh.
So I said yes. They flew here for the show.
They flew here for other reasons.
Well, I'm sure this was most of it, though.
For the show.
Really? For the show.
For the show. I like what you're doing there. That's good.
Exactly. So she reached out and said, hey.
Let me take
now
you out for
coming
lunch.
Over here. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, my God. That's going to be paradise. Good. You know, just try to relax. Forget about us. Nicole will be fine. She's been here for a long time.
I've showed her a lot of stuff. Yeah. So
train that girl up.
Yeah.
All right. So if you're going to wish Musette a happy birthday, try and do it today. All right. Send a text to 800-400-3697. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.